Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I'm so ready to get started this morning, as I'm sure you are also. I just want to thank you for being here and being part of the show. And today I just, you know, we're into March now. We're 3 months into a new year. And I feel like I keep hearing the word stuck, stuck, stuck. Now, I do this clearing often. But today, I'm just going to, for everybody who is on the line, for everybody who's listening, for everybody who listens to the replay. Okay, so the second word I'm hearing is finances. So there are a lot of people stuck in finances. Now, I sometimes like to go really broad, like keep it really open and just do stuck. But they're saying specifically finances. So today we're going to clear anybody who's stuck in finances so we can get moving forward and get going with that, release whatever's holding us back from either bringing in money or bringing in more money. Now, one of the messages that I'm getting for probably more than one person is, you know, it seems like sometimes no matter how much we bring in, then we create another expense or we have another expense. And if we just look at all of our expenses and we start letting go of what we're no longer using, or we just keep what we have and don't go out and get new, like, for example, if we get a little money and then we're like, oh, I need all new furniture. And no, we don't. If we didn't have that money, we wouldn't be going to get that furniture, right? So just settle in. Let your nest grow a little bit. Let your money grow a little bit. So you're not spending almost all of it. And by the time that money grows, if you do decide to make that purchase, then you still have a certain amount saved. So this is just the message I'm getting for somebody or a couple of people who are listening. And it doesn't only go for like purchasing furniture. It can go for littler things too. Anyway, enough about that. We're just clearing finances. And you know what the biggest struggle for most people? Okay, so apparently they just want to keep talking. They're going to keep channeling. The biggest struggle for most people with finances is we really don't comprehend and understand finances the way we should. And we don't understand, and this is really important, I want this to absorb for you. We don't really understand our personal financial situation. We think it's out of our control, and it is not. The biggest message I can give to you today is your finances are under your control. It does not matter if you are self-employed or you are getting a paycheck. You know how much is coming in, and you know how much is going out. Work within those parameters, and make sure you are within those parameters, okay? So for whatever reason, these messages are the first messages I'm giving today, but we're also clearing. So that more understanding about finances, how to spend, when to spend, to appropriately spend will come through. But more, even more importantly, that more finances can come in for us. Okay? So, excuse me, I have a very, very full switchboard today. And I'm going to say your area code, and when I do, please give me your question or your connection so I can try to get to as many people as possible today. And I'm going to get that started right now. We're going to go to 480. Good morning, 480. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much.
Excellent. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Michael, and I'm calling from Nevada.
Hi, Michael. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm in temporary housing right now, and I've been going to the VA to try to get an emotional support letter for my dog, and who is in, has a great foster family right now.
Okay.
But of course, the anxiety of not having her with me is difficult. I wanted to know if the VA is going to come through in that direction, or am I going to have to approach, there is a company that will give you one for $180, and then if it requires a doctor, they'll have a doctor sign it for an additional fee.
So what I'm getting is, if the VA does it, it's going to take a little bit longer than you would like. So if it's feasible for you to go through that other outlet, definitely do that. Okay. I had two dogs, and I would be very, very sad if that were my situation right now. I would be very worried and concerned about them all the time. So they're saying just do whatever one is going to get the job done the best and the fastest. I feel like I also feel like the resources will be there for you to do this, and I'm just going to, bring that stronger. I'm going to strengthen that for you, and I feel like that once this happens, a lot of things are going to open up for you. So please take those steps that are necessary, and I hear, as soon as I say that, I hear today, today, today. So don't put this off any longer.
Right.
And then if the VA does come through, then you just have backup for that. But I feel like the VA is just going to take a little bit too long with this process for it to be feasible. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, no, absolutely. It's more probably more validation, because I just went to appointment with a doctor this morning to kind of talk about it. And they're like, this looks short term, because once you get the dog, you're going to be fine. And which is kind of the case. So, they can't really constitute mental health type of thing, or it would be such a process that I would just have to BS. And it would still take 3 months before I would be able to convince somebody to give it to me.
You really don't want, and for every single person in the world, doesn't want a doctor to put down mental illness, because all the dynamics change of everything from insurance, carry permits, everything changes once that's down.
Oh,
so do it. Yeah, right? Right?
Yeah, because,
so
yeah. I didn't even think about that aspect.
Seriously, I know. That's why I'm saying it. So you seriously, I mean, I cannot, and again, seriously, when it's something really important, they'll say it 3, 4, 5 times. Seriously, reconsider getting that VA diagnosis. And working through the long channel, go through the short channel, pay the little bit of money now. In the long run, in so many ways, for so many reasons, this is going to pay off for you if you do it through the company and rather than VA. And don't Here's the best way I can say it. Be careful of what they put down on paper for you. Okay? Because there are other things that are very important to us that we don't want to jeopardize. You know, you can have your cake. Okay, thank you. That's perfect. You can have your cake and eat it too. You just have to get your cake at the right place. Okay? I love that so much. That is so awesome. Okay. And because you are working with the VA and you have defended our country and you know the importance of a carry permit and other things that go with that, I believe that you should not have to sacrifice that to have your dog. I believe that you should be again to have your cake and eat it too. Okay?
Love it. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Now go get your permit. Well, at the end of my show, go get your permit, okay? Or go get your certificate for your dog, okay? And they are emphasizing to start it today. Start it today, okay?
Wonderful. Gosh, thank you so much. Yes. You opened a whole new perspective to that, and something I didn't even think about.
So they're on top of it. They do think of those little things that we might let slide through. And just another thing, like there is mental illness out there, and I get that. But there's a difference between serious mental illness that needs to be diagnosed and medicated, and a lot of times once they give you a diagnosis, they have to give you the medication to support their diagnosis. And in some cases that's very valid, but in a lot of cases, a dog, some yoga, and some meditation, and a carry permit might be all we need. I mean, I'm just saying. Okay, so for people who are anti-gun, please do not email me scathing emails. If you can carry it to defend our country, I just believe in our Bill of Rights, okay? Okay, thank you so much for calling in today. I hope you have an absolutely amazing rest of the day, and I look forward to hearing from you in the future again, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking your time with me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And thank you again. I am going to go directly to the next caller. And the next caller is 336. Hello, 336. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Selena, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Selena. How can I help you today?
I always wanted to know how soon you think I will find a good job, because so far it keeps taking longer than I expected, and so I'm not sure when it's ever going to happen.
Okay, so I see March 28th. I see the 26th and I see 26th and 28th. So I feel like some news is going to come to you on or around the 26th. I see this 26th more prominently. And then the 28th kind of in the background. And I feel like I hear a month, but that might mean, now that doesn't mean in a month you're going to hear about the job. You might hear about the job in March, but it might take up to a month to get into this position. I feel like within a month you should have, I'm hearing within a month. Now I always, I always say timelines can be off a little bit, so be patient. And you really, the one thing that they are saying for you is you are proactive, but you have to remain proactive. And, you know, I feel like I'm hearing the word friend. So I do feel like if you need to network, that you are looking or listen to like acquaintances and friends about their positions and then say, hey, do you know, are there any openings at your company? Because I feel like one of the leads you're going to get is from a friend or an acquaintance. They're saying friend. But you have to be very willing to discuss this and open to it. And I am going to tell you also, have you thought of, and you don't have to, but for some reason they're bringing this up to me, so I'm bringing it up to you. Have you thought about relocating for the right position?
I think so. The person that I'm with is going to be finishing school by May, and so that's going to, once he's finished his school, we're going to, that will open up more opportunities to other locations.
Okay. Now, whether this is the next position or a position down the line, I feel like you are going to have the opportunity to relocate with a position. So I just want to tell you again, you have to be very proactive and very strong in your, even in your thought process about working and what you want for work. Because sometimes we have to get a job, or we feel like we have to get a job, but we don't really want a job. Sometimes we feel like, and if we don't really need that job, we're not as strong about pursuing it. What I'm going to tell you is they're saying you have to be very dedicated and very proactive about pursuing it and very strong in your thoughts about what you want. You're very conflicted. Excuse me. You're very conflicted about what you want. You want this, but you think you have to do that. And they're saying get it clear and get it together. If you want this, then start working on that as a part-time thing. Let's say you want to be self-employed or you want to do some business on your own. Start working on that as a part-time thing. And if you need the job, proactive and clear about, okay, I'm going to get this job, but I'm going to do my part-time thing on the side. Everybody thinks it's an either-or. What if, just what if, it's not an either-or? What if you can do both? You just have to be strategic with your timing. And you have to, or with your schedule, you have to be very strategic. You have to be very on point. You have to be very organized. So whatever it is that's keeping you conflicted in what you really want and how you want that to look, let's clear that now and see what happens. But I feel like within a month there, you should get some good news about work. They're asking you to have an open mind and to look at all opportunities in front of you, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. I hope this was helpful. I really, really hope this was helpful.
Thank you. It was. I think for me, it's just nailing down exactly what I want. That's just where you said I was conflicted. It was that and this. Putting out there the money part, because that's been part of the issue is commute and money, because I don't want to drive a really long distance for pennies, basically. So I'll put I'll put that out there.
So and another thing you might think about, just, you know, one consideration that a lot of people don't really think about when they're looking for a job at another company. A lot of companies, depending on the position, will let you work from home now. I, at one point, had a friend who worked for an insurance company, but everything she did was at home on her computer. Every once in a while, she would have to go out and she would have to meet with somebody who was filing a claim, but everything else was done at home. Only once a week she had to go into the company. So a lot of times companies, depending on the company, you might find a position where you can work at home or at home part-time. So be aware of that and be open to whatever is brought in front of you. I have another friend who's been, you know, she was working for a company and she was really quite unhappy with this company. And I kept telling her, I hear insurance. I don't want to do insurance. I'm like, okay, I'm just saying, I hear insurance. So now she's been out of work for a long time, for months, and I just said to her again, I'm hearing insurance. You really have to consider insurance. So sometimes when you hear something, you might think it's not what you want, but the universe is telling you, this is where you're supposed to be right now. Go for it. So for you, I'm just feeling like there are going to be some opportunities brought in, and you have to keep a very, very open mind. But you have to get really straight about what you want And you have to be willing to also compromise a little bit in getting to where you want to be. Not everybody, like everybody says, oh, I just want to work for myself. Okay, but you don't realize when you work for a company, you might put in 40 hours. When you work for yourself, you might put in 120. I mean, seriously, if people knew the number of hours that, like, even I put in into my business, but I love every minute of it. I wouldn't change it, not for anything in the world. But you have to be that dedicated. You have to be that on it, and you have to be that willing to work. So get really clear about what you want and then move forward with that. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. Well, that makes sense why I think it's probably taken a little bit longer. So that definitely makes sense.
Absolutely. And even if you have to get a job and say, okay, this is for the next 6 months or the next year, and while I'm saving money on the side, I'm going to be building this other position, this other company, or this other employment, or business, this other business that I want, then that's perfect. Then do it that way. So thank you so much for calling in. I hope this was so very helpful for you, and please keep me posted, okay?
Thank you. It was very helpful. I appreciate your help.
Absolutely. You have an amazing rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Okay, I am going to go to the next caller, and the next caller is 917. Hello, 917. How are you today?
I'm good. My name is Ashiel, and I have a question regarding my career. What's coming up for me in terms of career?
Okay, can you make that a little clearer? You're kind of muffled in the phone. So do you want to know when you're going to get a job? Are you at a job? What are you asking me here?
I have just a part-time online business now, and I'm looking forward to get something else. So whether it's get another business or get a job, but I'm looking forward to, I'm trying different things. So I'm just trying to see what's coming up.
Okay, so I'm going to actually have to repeat some of the things I said to the last caller, and I'm sorry. So first of all, again, you need to be, I'm going to tell you, this world works on creation. First, we create it in our mind, and if we keep that thought strong enough, if we keep that thought clear enough, it becomes a belief. And once it becomes a belief and a program, it becomes real in the world. Okay? So I'm going to use a couple different examples here. So somebody who is, let's say, wants to be a singer, they have that belief so strong that nothing is going to stop that. And they just go with it. Or somebody who's in gymnastics, yeah, in the beginning, their body is being trained how to do the flips. And the rest of the world might look at them and go, oh, my God, how did they do that double flip in the air and land on their feet? I can't even get my feet above my knees. So, but they have this knowing, this belief that they can do it. For you, you have to sit down and you have to be very clear and you have to get in your head what you believe you're capable of, because you get very close and then you quit every single time. So I'm going to, first of all, we're going to start clearing you from quitting. And you, I don't want to say it's a problem, but you have a thought process where you can see something working out, but then as you get closer, you let all the things that could go wrong take over. So you need to be very clear and very strong and have a tremendous amount of faith. And then go from there, because there is a business opportunity that you're going to find in about a week. I know this is coming in very soon, but it's going to come in about a week. And when this business opportunity comes, you need to be ready, set, go. And you need to be very dedicated to it, and you need to put in the hours. Now, you know, this is a dimension or a planet of free will and choice. So you can choose not to take this business opportunity, but they're saying you should take it. It's a good, you already kind of know about it. You already have in your head what this is and what you want to do. And they're saying follow through, and in about a week you're going to have the opportunity to do that, okay? So be very clear, be very strong. And they're saying, don't worry, the funding will be there. You just have to be very diligent about it, okay, sweetie?
Okay, yeah. It's very, it makes sense because I feel like something is coming, but I didn't know what it was yet. So.
It will be there. It will be there in about a week, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have an amazing week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Now, I am going to go to 415. Hello, 415.
Hi.
How are you today? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jessica, New Jersey. I'm calling about what everybody else is calling about.
Money. See, this is why I did
money,
not get the money thing in the beginning of the show, right? Okay, so I just want to say really quick, please re-listen to this show again and again. That clearing in the beginning is going to help anybody who's listening to it, who feels stuck, who feels like their finances aren't where they are. See how good these angels are. They knew before I even took one caller. That was a theme for everybody today. So what's your specific question?
Yeah, so for years I have been really focused on my career, and it's become more and more intense over the last, let's say, few months of really focusing on it, wanting to do it, making a lot of money doing it, or even just be able to financially support myself while doing it. And I noticed on how I sort of have kind of come up against this like learned helplessness thing that, you know, I do all these things, I work so hard at it, and yet it's not really producing financially for me yet. So I'm wondering, like,
okay,
how to work around that, get
okay,
past
so
that.
Okay, so this is a belief system that started when you were 4 or 5 years old. I'm seeing you not as a toddler, right out of toddler, like 4 or 5 years old. This is a belief system. I think it's something you know, when we're that young, it's something we see or hear. They say up until the age of 5 or 6, the way everything we see is the rest of our life. That's how we see the world. So what I'm going to do is you just believe no matter how hard you work, the reward won't be there. So that's the exact quote I'm getting for you, and I'm going to start clearing that. Now, you're going to feel this hit you in the chest because I felt it hit me in the chest, and I, like, can't catch my breath right now. Like, it's like, no matter how much I do in love or relationship or work, it's never going to pay off. So we're just going to clear all of that for you. Now, you think that, in a way, you feel like the world's a little bit unfair, like unjust. It's unjust. And we're going to work on clearing that too. And I'm going to tell you, this is a big one for you. And I want you to re-listen to this again and again and keep as many times as you need to until you feel very relaxed and comfortable and you laugh at this clearing, because then you know it's clear. But I'm going to tell you, it should clear right away by tonight, I'm going to say. And I want you to know that you are going to have great luck coming in within a month. In about a month's time, everything should turn around for you and it should start to go up. Don't turn around and squander all of that, okay? This is a very firm message. Do not turn around and squander that. Instead, make it work for you and keep going up, and don't think, oh, it's been going so good, what's going to go bad? Say, the better it gets, the better it gets. The more I move forward, the faster I move forward. The more money I bring in, the more money that attracts. You need to use statements like that, and don't worry about what can go wrong. Stay in the face of what is going right, okay?
Good, I like that. So, I like those. I do a lot of those sayings, so I like the new ones you gave me. So
Yeah,
the better it gets, the better it gets.
Yeah, the better it gets, and the more money I bring in, the more money that attracts, because it's a magnet. Money is a magnet to money, just like poverty is a magnet to poverty if you stay there in your mind. Everything starts in the mind. Everything starts with our thoughts. And because we're not crazy. Oh, I only have 10 seconds. Oh, my God. Because we're not crazy, our thoughts will prove us true. Otherwise, we would be crazy. We would be thinking things that aren't true. So,
what was it? The more I move forward, the faster I go. I like